a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On the line this morning, we have someone coming to us from Otatahi Christchurch. That's right, we have T.G. Shand on the line to us in Otatahi. We're talking about their new track, The Deadpan Break. Good morning to you, Mrs. T.G. Shand.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry for nearly misgendering you. My brain.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. How are things with you, my friend?
Yeah, good. It's nice and crisp in Otatahi. I don't think it was a frost, but it's like classic Canterbury, crisp, sunny, cold. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. You visited our sister station, you said before, RDU.
I did. Yeah, it was nice. Went in and saw them. It was good. Good Man. Time. Such Man. Good thoughts. It's like a little home for us musicians in the O3. Actually, O3 covers all of South Island. I need to stop saying it.
Oh, the O3, like the, yeah. You mean the area code or the landline code, O3?
You know, the landline code, you know? Yeah.
I didn't know that there was a different one. So what's it in North Island?
They have a few different ones up there. They've got all the numbers. They've got like 04 and 09 and I think 07. And yeah, so, for some reason, the South Island is just all one. But yeah. I like that. I think it's cool. 03 is a good number.
It is. And, you know, those North Islanders hoarding all the numbers for themselves.
I know, right. So rude.
So horrible.
Rude. Yeah.
Now, I heard that you're a massive shoegaze head, so much yes. So that you're on a lot of shoegaze blogs. Are you very familiar with shoegaze coming out of Eastern Europe?
There's
some real good stuff coming out of there.
What have you got?
There's a really good Serbian band called T-T-T-I is how you spell it. They make some real cool stuff, but that's the extent that I know of.
Interesting. Yeah. I have to look them up.
Mm. There's a few really good playlists you can find that really, really detail the excellent stuff that's coming out of there, because there's a lot of cool stuff that's coming out of Eastern Europe right now.
Ooh, cool. I'll have to have a look, because there was... I'm trying to remember that there was this band that I was really into. It all just blows into one. But yeah, there was one from that I remember was from Eastern Europe. Anyway, mm-hmm. so many good ones. Yeah,
so many. I saw that in April. You made a post on Instagram videoing a gigantic lump of seaweed that landed on a beach in Sumner, and there was a lovely piece of music under that video, which sampled birds, which you recorded in Orokonui Eco Sanctuary right here in Otipoti. How was your visit to the Eco Sanctuary?
It was amazing. Oh my god, I want to go back there, because it was actually while I was recording that Deadpan Break song.
Oh really?
So I went down, like, I went and stayed on this little farm that was like just around the corner from Port Chalmers where we were recording, and then I think I had the Sunday off and I was looking around and I saw that they've got that Eco Sanctuary there, and I just wandered in, but I didn't realize I only had about an hour to wander around. So I would love to go back there and like spend a few hours or spend like half a day going around. But it was just so amazing. I've been wanting to go back ever since. Yeah.
It's like our Zealandia, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Against both.
Yeah. So, so good. And yeah, all the sounds were just so, so good. And yeah, I recorded a bunch of stuff actually. Mm. Yeah.
Does Christchurch have an equivalent?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah. I say that, maybe I just don't know about it. I don't think so though.
True.
But I mean, we have so many good walks in the Port Hills and that sort of thing. I quite often go, there's this walk up behind Governor's Bay that's, yeah, quite secluded, and there's always good sounds up there, but yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Will those birds that you sampled from Orokonui ever appear on T.G. Shand song?
I reckon,
Will they just be something that you have forever close to your chest?
Maybe both. I want to make that track into a proper thing, actually. It'd be cool.
Mm, I had some great bones.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Just like make something up real quick and just release it. I love doing that.
Mm, mm-hmm. Now, I listened to a prior corridor that you did in last year, and I heard that when you make tracks, usually you kind of work on all elements simultaneously.
Yeah.
And you also said that it's really important for you to get a first draft or sketch of a song so that you can visualize what it can sound like. What did the sketch of the Deadpan Break kind of look like?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. I think it was interesting because it kind of started out on piano, and I just was like, I had that little riff, and I ended up leaving it in there because I was like, oh, a little, you know, gotta keep it in there. Mm-hmm. But it's a very small part of it. And then I kind of, I just heard the drum beat in my head, so I was like, oh yeah, we'll see how this sounds. And I thought it might sound a bit mechanical and like toyish. Mm. But then I was like, oh yeah, this is actually pretty cool. And then, you know, as soon as you start following ideas, all these other things kind of end up coming along, don't they? So then it was like, oh yeah, I've got the bass line, then I've got this, and oh look, there are some words, and yeah. And then that like hook, and that it kind of like falls into that like wow 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 wow, that thing, the guitar, that was that came around pretty quickly. And then I didn't have my, I think Hope had my bass at the time, so I was just like using a synth bass just because I didn't have a guitar bass for that, like during that, while I was recording that part. So it just ended up staying in there. And then when I went down to Port Chalmers to record with Tom, I actually had another track that I was meant to be working on, and I'd been working on the Deadpan Break like that week, and I was a bit, you know how you just get obsessed with things when you're just working on them? Mm-hmm. And then so we ended up focusing on that one as well, and then yeah, that one just ended up coming together first.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't think I had sorry, that's like just me going off in a massive tangent. No, but please. I don't think there was a necessarily massive sketch for that one. It was just like follow the trail.
Follow the money and goes right to the top.
Yeah, it's funny, little creative breadcrumbs. Yeah.
I in that same corridor I listened to last year, I think it was on Radioactive. You mentioned that you studied at University of Otago doing music stuff.
And kind of.
And you also did some stuff at Christchurch, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So did your music education kind of reinforce this kind of holistic way of making music? Or was that something that you've kind of always just had?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good to have the tools because, because then you can just kind of put together ideas to me, like the production of stuff is just as important. And when I say production, I don't mean like technical production or, you know, actually making things like sound good, getting the frequencies right and stuff. I mean like, you know, all the different details and like the ways that you can affect things and
the textures.
And, yeah, the textures and how you can kind of make the textures like hooks in some ways as well. Mm. I think just knowing that stuff and even just kind of being able to get out of your head what is in it. In a way that kind of flows with how it's all coming in, like it just makes it, it makes it possible, I guess. Because like, I used to have this band in Melbourne with my friend Che, and he's an absolute genius. Like he will just, he's just like one of the best guitarists I've ever encountered. Mm. And he will hear songs, but he will hear them all at once, and so it's. And like he can like play them on guitar, but like he really struggles to get the ideas out because like to like try and like learn the software and do it at the same time. Mm. So yeah, it was quite interesting like working together with him like back in the day because we would both have these ideas and he'd just have this like full idea in his head that. When you have it that full on, it's actually quite hard to like put it.
It is.
Onto paper.
It's like putting a log into a wood chipper. You've got to wait for it to like get fully processed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Totally. Mm. Yeah.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Gosh. Looking at the kupu, the words on this track, I kind of failed to decipher the track lyrically. It might be too cryptic for my poor brain. Are you the type to just kind of write down stuff that comes into your head, kind of like stream of consciousness stuff, or is there quite a methodical design grand narrative that I'm missing on this track?
Sometimes. It's really funny because it's a really intense song, like, lyrically, and I think it's hilarious because that's kind of what the whole song is about in the first place. It's like I've been trying to think of like the most chill way to talk about what it means, but it is just really intense. So I don't know. It's I guess it's about just like showing your cards, and you know, otherwise, kind of what's the point? And I was just really annoyed at my own deadpan BS. Like I do write stuff down sometimes, or I don't know, write little. I used to be really good at like writing poems and like putting the time aside to like write poems and actually just sit down and write stuff. But these days are kind of just more, it's like the songwriting process where you just kind of sit down, listen to things and then kind of mumble stuff over the top of it and find the melody and then the words kind of fit into it. But yeah, I don't know, it's always different, eh? Yeah. Do you do music as well?
No, I just do radio. I just talk about music. But yeah. Recently I was shown a song by a friend who's working on some music, and I did start getting into the kind of like humming thing and finding the melody and thinking, oh, yeah, what would be a good chorus? What would be a good verse? And I never had that before with a raw song. So
everyone has it in them. It's just like you just like sit down and take the time to do it, eh? Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of connections to ŌtiPoti with this track. Of course, you mentioned before Tom Bell, you worked with him. He converted Chicks Hotel in Port Chalmers into a recording studio. And you've also got ex-Radio 1 DJ Spencer Hall animating the video. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Such a good job.
Yeah. Now, he's amazing.
You've previously recruited him for the video for Scenes. What was the brief you gave him for this video?
I think the only thing that I had in my mind was the color palette.
Mm.
So I knew that I wanted like a kind of midnight moving through the sky kind of color
indigo-ish
palette.
Vibe.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And then I sent him through some references, and it was all very kind of abstract shapes and like abstract figures moving through things and different textures. And then he kind of came back with that. What is it? Inkblot test.
Oh, called the Rorschach test?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. And I was like, yes, this is great. It's like, yeah. We kind of ran with that. Well, they ran with that. And did a great job.
It's such a fun video to watch, man. It's just like the amount of layering in it is. Yeah.
And they actually hand drew a lot of it as well and then scanned it in because they just got a new scanner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Spencer is incredible.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Absolute. Like, we're so. So lucky to have that kind of talent in New Zealand, for sure.
For sure, for sure. Them and Simon Ward. Simon Ward is also a very... Yeah. Oh, my God. It's too much talent.
I think he works a bit with Simon Ward as well, doesn't he?
I think so, okay. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. I imagine the New Zealand animating community isn't super big. Now, you've got the song. Is it a sign of more music to come this year? And can we expect to see you come down to ŌtiPoti sometime in the near future?
Oh, I would love to. There are a few more tracks in the works, still deciding what is happening with them, whether it's an album or whether I'll just keep kind of chucking them out there. We'd love to get touring again. Definitely need to come down there. I think I'm away for a month or so, and then when I get back, Hope and I are going to get our shit together and get on the road, I think.
Mean.
Well, Hope is also from Dunedin, by the way. She's in Death and the Maiden.
Who, sorry?
Hope, who does plays bass. And
oh, really?
So she's in Death and the Maiden.
All right. Oh, that's awesome. I've been listening to a bit of Death and the Maiden lately. They are incredible.
They are just amazing. And Tom Bell produced that album as well.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning. Nice. It was really nice chatting to you. Do you have any final words for our listeners?
I don't think so. Thanks. Yeah, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much, mate. Take care.
Yeah. You too.
See ya. All right, folks, that was TG Shan. We're talking to them about their new track, The Deadpan Break, which is out wherever you get your music. We're going to play it for you, and then we have another chat at 9:30 with Daz Swan talking about a hip-hop compilation record. Next up, Aotearoa. Here is TG Shan with The Deadpan Break. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.